At CFM, it's Lee and Jess for breakfast. Oh, somebody's having a birthday tomorrow.
And we all get to join in the celebrations, which is pretty exciting. It's a milestone birthday. It's the big 4-0.
Wow. Devonport as a city turning 40, and to help celebrate is Devonport Mayor Annette Rockliffe. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Excellent. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I wish I was 40 again.
Now, what does this mean for the city of Devonport? Actually, what happened this week 40 years ago?
Well, 40 years ago, Devonport was up until then a town, and then we were officially declared a city, which I think involved us having a population of 20,000 for a number of years. Mm-hmm. I think it was between censuses. I think that's how long it took. And so we had a huge celebration at the Devonport Oval. We had we were privileged to have Prince Charles visit.
I'm also delighted to be instrumental in assisting Devonport to reach its city status.
So that was huge for us as a town in Tasmania.
Now, were you there?
Yes, I was there.
Wow. What are your memories?
My memories are of lots of excitement. I actually worked at Devonport High at that time, and we walked the kids down and took part, and I think most of the schools attended. So it was a huge number of people there, and there was a parade out on the ground, and Prince Charles, and I think our Dahlia Queen was there.
Wow.
And,
the Dahlia Queen was quite big back then, wasn't it?
Yes, Dahlia Festival was huge. We had a Dahlia Festival, we had an Apple Festival, a lot going on.
Prince Charles, 6 minutes behind schedule, was greeted by hundreds of school children waving the town's symbolic flag as 10,000 people packed the grandstands and cycling track rails. After meeting Devonport's warden, Councillor Kerry Berwick, the 140 official guests divided the podium as the national anthem echoed across the ground.
Our warden at the time, Kerry Berwick, was actually my first cousin, which is pretty exciting to see him being part of that. Yeah. And he was our warden and became the first mayor of Devonport.
Wow.
I'm just looking at some footage of the actual day, and it was fine and sunny.
Fine and sunny? Yeah, ooh. It's probably going to be fine and sunny tomorrow.
It looked a little brisk, actually. It looked fine, but cool.
Well, it was April then, too.
Yeah. So.
Tomorrow is, I think we've got some rain on the way for the rest of this week by the looks of things, but it shouldn't be too bad.
No, so it'll be much more low-key than that. We're planning to do a small party in the mall. We'll have a cake for me as mayor, the current mayor, to cut, and some cupcakes for people to help us celebrate. There'll be a jumping castle for the kids. Photos and hopefully people maybe bring their memories of the day.
Awesome.
Okay, so let's hone in on the details. It is tomorrow in the Rook Street Mall. I think CFM are going to be there.
Yep. Yes.
Another draw card.
Absolutely. Was the top line. I should have mentioned that first. Absolutely. So CFM, I think, will be there from 12 to 4, something like that.
We'll be there because there's cake.
If there's cake, there's us.
Yeah. I did promise, there will be cake. There absolutely will be cake. That's organised. But we'll, as I said, have some photographic displays and those sorts of things from 3 till 5.
The cake
cutting will be about 3:15.
Awesome.
It'll be fairly low-key. Won't be lots of speeches or things like that, but there'll be an opportunity for us to remember some great times.
Yeah, great.
And what are some of the bigger memories and developments that have happened over the last 40 years in Devonport as a city?
Oh my goodness, there's a lot changed. Mm-hmm. I guess the workforce has changed.
Yep.
In those days we had, you know, the tower factory and the pulp mill and those sorts of things. So we've changed the way we work. We've changed the industries that we have. So there's lots of niche market type things and people, lots of entrepreneurs in our city now, creating their own businesses. And of course now people can do online businesses. And I think we were talking off air that, people are choosing to come back to home to live who've perhaps been in a city in lockdown and realised they can do their jobs at a desk anywhere. So that's creating lovely family reunions and things like that that we're really excited about, those kind of people coming back and making Devonport their home again.
Yeah, awesome.
And being involved with council, a lot of council is planning. So what do you see happening in Devonport in the next 40 years that we can look forward to?
Planning is a huge part of what we do, and we've just had our new planning scheme approved by the state government, so that's been ticked off. But the next step is we're looking at having some strategies around our growth and looking at our... the region is looking at strategy around growth into areas that perhaps haven't had, like where you can do new developments and things like that. And we're looking at that on a regional basis.
You know, it's a bit tricky with Devonport because the footprint isn't that huge, is it?
Exactly. There's a surprising number of blocks available, but we don't have the huge sprawling country areas that our surrounding area. But that's always been the case. Yep. We're kind of the hub, and then we've got some great rural cities, towns, and developments and agriculture and so on around us. And so the port that Devonport supports is very hugely important to our region.
You know, given the election just around the corner, depending on who wins, you know, a lot of money is being splashed at our ports here in Devonport as well.
Absolutely, yeah, and some of that's already been signed off. I know the Spirit deal's been done now, so that's really exciting for us because there was a bit of dismay in our community last year when it was put on hold.
Yeah.
I certainly expressed that to the Premier at the time, but understanding that there were a lot of pressures around what was happening, unemployment benefits and all of those, unemployment rates and those sorts of things. However, it is really exciting that... it's all now happening, and that the time frame hasn't really been pushed out too far. So that's really great for us to have a date and some be able to put that planning in place.
Yeah, fantastic. So it all takes place from 3 until 5 in the Rook Street Mall. Weather shouldn't be an issue. I dare say there might be a politician or two in attendance, do you reckon?
I can't imagine why. <Not a lot. laughs> But they'll be welcome, and I will find a cupcake for
them. Devonport turning 40 tomorrow as a city, and Devonport Mayor Annette Rockliffe, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks, guys.